Thank you, Chairman. We've received the report. We'll move to 4.4.2, our discussions and actions arising. Let me note, so the sponsors can be ready, that we do have a resolution. It's document IWC/56/21, entitled Resolution on Western Northern Pacific Gray Whale. But first, I would invite comments on the Scientific Committee report. The floor is open. Russia, please.
Priya. Научный комитет утверждает, что есть доказательства в отношении влияния разработок нефти и газа
Scientific committee told us that there are some evidence that the oil development creates a real danger for the population of the whales.
Это есть доказательства.
What are this evidence? Thank you.
Scientific Committee Chairman, were you able to hear the question?
Yes, I wonder if you could have him repeat it. That would be helpful. Thank you.
Russia, could you repeat your question? Be careful to speak into the microphone.
The committee noted with a great concern that the evidence is compelling that the real impact of oil and gas development and its greater serious danger of extinction is on a existence of this population. What are these evidence?
Science Committee Chairman.
Yes, thank you. That was very helpful. I would point you to the top of page 37 of the Scientific Committee report, the paragraph in the upper right-hand column. It outlines that this population is small, roughly 100 animals, appears to have biological problems, only 23 reproductive females. Furthermore, there is only a single known coastal feeding habitat, approximately 60 kilometers long, 5 kilometers wide, used by females and calves, which face an obvious and immediate threat from industrial activities, including noise, vessel traffic, and the potential for a catastrophic oil spill. I think it's this combination of a small population that seems to feed with in the same area with high site fidelity that creates this situation where there is a potential, as we note, great concern that the evidence is compelling that this population is in serious danger of extinction. Thank you.
Russia has the floor, then Korea.
I would like to talk not about the report of the Scientific Committee, but about the resolution. But this is a question of the to the chairman of the Scientific Committee.
Да, наверное, это все влияет.
Yeah, yes, probably it's all influence to the status of the population.
Но доказатель, что в самом деле это влияет, пока нет.
But at the moment, there are no evidence that it's a real
influence.
Probably would be better to tell that it's just a hypothesis that it's a real influence. We can see the evidence that about the increasing of the number of animals in this population. It's necessary to go to do some study and do the detailed investigation of this
Спасибо.
Population. Thank you.
Thank you, Russia. I will now call on Republic of Korea.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. More scientific evidence would be needed for ensure the question by the Russian distinguished delegate Russian. And my delegation would like to share common concern identified by the scientific committee. This species that is critically endangered is highly important for Korean people in terms of history, culture, and emotion. Korean government designated the migration corridor of this species as a natural treasure in 1962. My delegation would like to compliment the effort of a scientific committee and scientists for recovery and conservation of this species. In this line, Korean have been conducted national program for this species. The most important thing is participation of range state. My delegation would like to read cooperation among the range state for this conservation and recovery of this species. Thanks, Chairman.
Thank you, Korea. We have the United States.
Thank you, Chair. The fact is, this is a very, very small population. Consequently, the U.S. has been and continues to be concerned about its status. It is a critically endangered population. We have worked on the Russia-U.S. research program since 1995. Therefore, we support the recommendations of the scientific committee and also agree with the comments made by our colleague from Korea. Thank you.
Thank you, U.S. Other comments on this agenda item? I have Japan. Oh, I'm sorry. Germany was first, Japan, and then New Zealand.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Germany is really concerned about the status of the Western North Pacific Railway stock, which is in geographic and genetic isolation and has only a small population size of less than 100, which has been stated by the scientific committee. Therefore, endorse all the conclusions and recommendations of the scientific committee, and we will be one of the co-sponsors of the resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Germany. I call on Japan.
日本もですね、この資源が非常に小さく縮小しておってですね、餌を食べる場所がサハリンのですね、北東海域だということに懸念を持っております。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The particular stock concerned is sort of shrinking in size, and then we are also concerned that its feeding ground is located in the areas northeast of Saharan.
それで、これがですね、サハリン1、サハリン2、それからサハリンの11までプロジェクトがあるわけですが、特に今、オンゴーイングのですね、サハリン1、サハリン2のプロジェクトで影響を受けているということをですね、影響を受ける可能性があるということを懸念しています。
There are a series of Saharan projects from Saharan 1, 2 to Saharan 11.And then especially the ongoing projects are the Saharan number one and two. And then we are concerned that there is a potential impact by those ongoing projects.
従いまして、このサハリンプロジェクトにですね、投資をしている国、これは日本の商社も投資はしておりますけれども、エクソンだとかですね、ロイヤルダッチシェルだとか、ブリティッシュペトロリアムだとか、こういう国々がですね、投資しているわけでありまして、こういう会社が投資しているわけでありまして、こういう会社だとかですね、それらの会社がローケートする国がですね、もっとレンジステートとともにですね、積極的になる必要があると思います。
And there are numerous countries or the big corporations and entities investing into all those Saharan development projects. And I understand maybe the Japanese trading firms might be also the one of the investors. But the, actually the major investors include the Exxon or Royal Dutch Shell or British Petroleum and all these companies. And then so the countries where those companies are located and headquarters and so forth should work closely with a range states to cooperate to deal with this situation.
従いまして日本もレンジステートですから、まあ、あのコリアとともにですね、多分中国も入るしロシアも入ると思うんですが、一緒になってですね、資源回復のための努力は惜しまないつもりであります。しかしながらですね、こういうレンジステートにもですね、相談しないでどうしてサウスアフリカだとかですね、ベルギーだとかジャーマニーがですね、どんなあの専門知識があってですね、こういうそのレゾリューションを出すのか、やはり出すんだったらですね、我々、ロシア、韓国、中国、日本に相談してもらいたい。それからさっきのアメリカのコメントを見ますとですね、全然ロシアと協力関係にないような意見が合わないですね。どうしてそんなことがあるんでしょうか。その点も指摘しておきたいと思います。
Well, Japan is one of the range states to these stocks concerned, and I suppose also China, Russia, and Korea are also the range states as well. So Japan does not spare any effort, and then we intend to make further effort to try to contribute to recovery of the resources concerned. But I'm wondering why the proponents of this resolution did not consult with the range states beforehand, namely the South Africa, Germany, and the United Kingdom, the Belgium, and so forth. The, what kind of expertise did they have without consulting with the range states about this, the stocks concerned? And of course, Russia, Korea, Japan, and I think China are the range states who consultation should have been made. And the, after listening to the comment by the distinguished delegate of the U.S., I felt that there seems to be no cooperation between that U.S. Side and Russia, and I wonder why not. And so I'd like to point out that aspect as well.
従いまして、このプロジェクトを成功させたいならですね、今言った点を十分に反映させて、もっと各国の協力を取り付けた上で、この決議を来年でも作るべきじゃないでしょうか。
If the proponents would like to make a success of what they are proposing, I think that the points and factors I have raised now should be taken into account fully, and then I think they should cooperate more fully with the, all the other parties and countries concerned, and so that maybe this resolution should be maybe resubmitted or so after that thorough consultation next year or maybe later.
Commissioners, let me remind you that we're not discussing the resolution yet. It has not been placed before us. What we're discussing is the Scientific Committee report on bowhead, right, and gray whales. And we have now New Zealand.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do want to talk about southern right whales.New Zealand welcomes the news from the chair of the Scientific Committee that there are more southern right whales now than at any time in the past 150 years. But we would also note that the global population is still only about 10% of its initial abundance 200 years ago. Indeed, in the 1800s, the sounds of southern right whales making love in Wellington Harbour was so loud that a visitor to the city complained that they kept him awake all night. But, Chair, there's only been one right whale seen in Wellington Harbour in my lifetime. I would also bring to the Commission's attention 10.3.4.2 on page 34, where the Scientific Committee agrees that blue whales in the Southern Hemisphere are increasing at 7.3% per annum, but that is still less than 1% of initial abundance, and that tends to contradict an earlier observation by Japan in this debate. Chair, all these small populations were once abundant. They were hunted down to their current very low levels, in some cases by sail whalers and hand harpoons. And I suggest it will be centuries, if ever, before they recover to their former abundance, even if they can survive a whole series of other threats that are facing them. As for so many species, the closer they get to extinction, the greater the efforts that need to be made to save them. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. We call on the UK and apologize for not being able to see your flag.
Chairman, I raised it to ask for your advice as to whether you did want delegates to begin to address our resolution, but you've since offered that clarification that we're now not addressing the resolution. I'll come back to that in a moment.
No, the resolution is not before us yet. Thank you. Chair, we now call on Italy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Italy supports and commends the part of the report of the Scientific Committee in which it is recommended as a matter of absolute urgency that measures be taken to protect the population of grey whale of Sakhalin Islands. And for the sake of economy, we understand that the resolution is going to come up on this subject, and we may anticipate that we will strongly support that resolution too. Thank you, Chair.
United States has the floor.
Thank you, Chair. Sorry to jump back in, but we wanted to respond to a comment from the Japanese delegation. In my earlier intervention, I quite clearly stated that there was and continues to be bilateral cooperation with Russia on research on this stock. Indeed, the two countries cooperate on many other marine mammal research topics. Thank you.
Are there any other commissioners wishing? I see Japan. Japan has the floor.
はい、2つポイントがありますが、34ページでニュージーランドのコミッショナーはですね、3つあった点の1つしか読み上げてません。1番がさっき彼が言ったところですが、ブルーウェールについてです。2番目はですね、このサーカンポラーポピュレーションサイズがですね、まだ1700なんですよね。昔は22万頭いたわけですよ。それがですね、全体の 1% もいかない 0.7% だってことです。何年もこの 1% 以下の状況にあるってことですね。そこをですね、私どもは強調したわけです。ブルーウェールは全然回復してない、回復する兆候がですね、見られないか、あまりにもスピードが遅すぎるということです。それからアメリカのコメントに言いたいのはですね、アメリカはですね、ロシアの誰かとは協力してるんですけれども、ここの IWC の代表団でフクジラにエキスパタイズを持って、研究をしている人たちとですね、もっときちっと協力すべきではないでしょうかという印象を科学委員会でもこの本会議でも持ちましたということです。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to make two comments. First, on the point raised by the distinguished commissioner from New Zealand with regards to the scientific committee reports on page 34on blue whales. Actually, there are three points on blue whales by the scientific committee, but the distinguished commissioner referred only to the first point. And with regards to blue whales, that's point number two, states that according to the Circumpolar survey, the abundance is still only 1,700, which is less than 1% of the initial population size. It is actually 0.7%. So this is very, very low. So I wanted to emphasize that blue whale is not recovering. There is little sign of recovery of this stock. And if there is any, the speed of recovery is very, very slow. So that's the first point. And the second point is regarding the comment made by the distinguished delegate from the United States. And I would I am under the impression that the U.S. may be cooperating with certain people in Russia, but it seems like there is a lack of full cooperation between the United States and the Russian scientists who have expertise on cetacean issues within IWC. So that's the impression that I got from the scientific committee discussions and the commission meeting here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Japan. United States.
I'm sorry to jump back in again, Chair, but the Japanese delegate is clearly wrong in his impression.
Australia.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to correct the impression that the Japanese delegate may have given about blue whale populations, the suggestion in the scientific report is not that the current population size is 1,700, but that it was at the estimated population size in 1996. I note that an assessment of blue whales is scheduled to start in 2006, so we should be wiser after that assessment occurs. Thank you.
Are there further comments on this agenda item? Seeing none, I would note the Scientific Committee report, and we adopt the recommendations therein.